The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Not bad. You doing all right?
Doing good. Yesterday was the 4th. We're recording this on the 5th. We're going to do a new thing where we record on Saturdays from now on, so no show next week. Get that out there.
Yeah.
It is a summer vacation for me, so I get one every decade.
Yeah, no shit.
Literally, so I'm going to enjoy my 2 days. But yeah, did you have a good 4th? All the fireworks and all the nonsense and people left you alone?
Yeah, it was nice. I don't know. It was quiet. I mean, you know, except for the explosions and shit, but it was,
yeah.
You know, it was a nice 4th.
It's like Gaza. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, since we have a bunch of dogs, of course, hillbillies and fireworks as per usual. The dogs were not happy, but hopefully that's over. They'll just be shooting them for the next week. So,
right,
like you do. But all right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk the Diddy trial, the Idaho shooter, the floods in Texas that are just horrific. Trump, Israel, Ukraine, you know the rest of the nonsense. No top 10 list this week. When we come back from vacation in 2 weeks, we will have a very interesting top 10. I will put that out there. Vince doesn't know this yet, so.
Oh, shit.
All right, you're going to get into a little bit. There's not a lot of news this week, thankfully, at least first half, so.
Good.
All right, we'll start with some TV news this week. The HBO series The Last of Us, of course, based on the video game. There's been a creative shakeup as the creative duo behind it has parted ways. Neil Druckmann has left the show with no reason was really given or anything like that, but
he's tired of working on Saturdays?
That could be. That very well could be, or I don't know. There was really no reason, so the other guy's going to be the creative force behind the upcoming season, which I heard a lot of people not happy with the show, so.
Well, you know.
I mean, the lead character looks like she got hit with a frying pan.
Jesus, man.
I'm not lying.
No, she ugly.
And there's rumors that they're going to cast her as Kitty Pryde in the X-Men movie. I literally laughed, had to go to the hospital, split my side. I'm like, you just want that to fail. Okay.
Fucking Kitty Downs, huh?
Yeah. yeah. No, have you seen the AI Bigfoot and Downsy videos?
Yes.
Yeah.
She'd be perfect for that.
So me and Downsy looking for the booger sugar. It says it's the only time he ever filled up. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But let's see here. Next thing, South Park season 27. Good God, I feel old. The premiere has been pushed back 2 weeks from the 9th to the 23rd of this month. They released Trey Parker and Matt Stone released a statement saying this merger is just a shit show. But hey, I'm sure the check's still clear, didn't it, boys? So
right,
oiest of days there on the South Park. So. FX has renewed The Bear for a 5th season. No surprise there. I quit watching after season. I made it like halfway through season 2, and I was like, he's such a good actor, but this show is just not for me anymore. So
I never saw one episode.
Yeah. Vince, do you know Jeanette McCurdy?
I do.
She was on the iCarly show. And then she wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Yes.
Well, they're turning that into a series at Apple. And apparently the mother will be Jennifer Aniston. So apparently the mom was just terrible to this girl. as a child actress.
Who's playing Jeanette?
I don't know. That has not been cast yet, but Apple put out a press release saying Jennifer Aniston's going to be the star in I'm Glad My Mom Died. So she obviously will be the mother. So
Jesus, man.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's going to be a rough show to watch if it goes by the book, because I've heard the book is rough, let's say.
She's making money.
Yep. The only other thing for TV news, apparently there's some show called Squid Game.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you heard about the little Asian show, but it set a record on Netflix in 3 days. It had 60 million views or watches. I don't know how Netflix counts their stuff, and you can't really trust them because it's just whatever they say, but... A lot of people unhappy with season 3. A lot of people.
I heard it's good. I mean,
I heard it's good, but not a lot of people like the ending. I'll say that instead of spoiling it for Tony. I mean, Tony. Shit.
What's wrong with the ending? The ending makes sense.
Do you know the ending?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, man. What kind of son of a bitch would do that?
Japs or Koreans, whichever one they are. I don't know who they are or what they are.
They all the same.
All I know is their shit's in Fortnite and it's annoying. There you go.
Right.
I hate that map. All right. Let's get to some movie news. And we start with a couple passings here. The big one, the most people know, Michael Madsen. Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, passed away. They're saying looks like a heart attack, 67 at his home in California. So
that's fucked up.
That is. He was in a lot of stuff. Worked a lot with Tarantino and did a lot of bad B movies because, you know, actors got to work. But
is the brother of Virginia Madsen?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He played a really good bad guy. He was. Yeah. He always had that Eric Roberts type of grungy bad guy look. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're losing actors like that, which is sad. So, the other passing this week, Kenneth Cawley, acclaimed English actor, but probably best known as Admiral Piet in Star Wars original series, passed away this week at the age of 87. So, that sucks.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. All right. San Diego Comic-Con is coming up, and of course that's where usually all the you get your trailers and all this and stuff for Hall H. Not this year, kids. Marvel, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, Legendary, Sony, Lionsgate, and Paramount will skip Hall H this year.
Why? So,
they're saying it's either a scheduling conflict or they don't think it's worth the money to do for all the publicity stuff that goes into putting on a Hall H panel. And yeah, so that's no Marvel, no Star Wars, no DC, which is weird because, you know, James Gunn is Superman's coming out. So no Legendary. So that means nothing from like Dune or Godzilla. No Sony for Spider-Man, no Lionsgate for John Wick, or Star Trek for Paramount, none of that. So, you're going to have a couple things, but it's not going to be from any of those studios.
Sure.
And tickets just immediately went, well, fuck this, because it's no longer Comic-Con, it's MovieCon.
Yeah.
So, Vince, how about some good news?
Sure.
There's a fight scene. Some would say arguably the greatest fight scene in movies that involves one Rowdy Roddy Piper and one of your favorite actors. Do you know of whom I speak?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who is it?
Keith David.
Is finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Keith David is?
Yes.
Oh, good for him.
He was like, there's a video online and it's heartwarming. Which is rare in this day and age, of him just watching the announcement. And then they announce him, and like the shock on his face. It's a great video. Everybody should go watch
it. Oh, I got to watch it now.
Yeah,
damn.
It's good. Drunk3PO has it on his Twitter account. So, but yeah, good for that. Well deserved. So, there you go. Next thing I have here, we know that Nintendo is making, obviously they made the Mario movie. We know Legend of Trans Zelda is coming out, allegedly. But in a shareholder call, the head of Nintendo said, we make other things based on our intellectual papatas, but didn't specify. So this got everybody online going, oh God, we're going to get a Metroid movie. Because they're trying to think, what other IPs does Nintendo just own?
Oh God, is it going to be Trans 2?
I don't know. She turns into a ball and then gets the ball cut off because I don't know. But that's a good joke. I don't care who didn't laugh. But
Jesus, they're going to make Samus a guy.
If you're ever going to do, we need a strong female lead, Metroid's the one. We've been saying that for 20 years. So, but they didn't specify what IP they are currently working on besides Mario and Zelda, but everybody immediately jumped to, hey, we're going to get the Metroid movie. So, we'll see. Vince, do you remember a Gene Hackman Denzel movie called Crimson Tide?
Yes.
Jerry Bruckheimer has a sequel in development. He is hopeful Denzel will return.
Huh.
Maybe okay. Maybe. I like Denzel. So we'll see. Kevin Smith has boarded the Matt Walsh. No, not that Matt Walsh. Indie comedy movie, The Unexpecteds. He's going to executive produce. Comes out October 14th. It follows a character named Gary and his friends as they seek revenge against a social media influencer who scammed them out of their life savings. So Kevin Smith's going to executive produce this.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just don't cry. Just don't fucking cry, please.
Yeah.
Don't Nobody really likes He-Man. A blubbering fat guy, even though you're not as fat as you used to be, but still, Jesus Christ. We had last week the Street Fighter casting, and there was the rumor that Alan Richardson was going to be Guile. That has turned out to be false, as we now know that Cody Rhodes will be Guile in the Street Fighter movie, joining Roman Reigns as Akuma. I'm kind of okay with this.
Really? Cody Rhodes?
He's got the height. He's got the blonde hair. He's acted before. He's done Arrow and other things. So he's done superhero-y action stuff. Now, can he get rid of the lisp? That's my question. I don't care. As long as I get a sonic boom and a flash kick, I'll be all right. So. And then last thing for movie news, this was announced last night. Australian actor Julian McMahon, probably best known for his work on Nip Tuck and FBI's Most Wanted, but we know him best as Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movies, passed away on the 2nd in his Clearwater, Florida home after a battle with cancer. He was only 56. So that sucks.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah. Nip Tuck was a weird show, though.
Nip Tuck was fucking great.
Yeah, but it was weird.
Oh, yeah, it was super weird.
It was almost like if David Lynch did a Dexter meets Surgeons movie. It was, yeah, Plastic Surgeons.
Weird. That was like the golden age of FX, though.
Yes, because it was Nip Tuck, The Shield. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I miss The Shield.
You remember Terriers?
Yes, that was
Donald Logue.
Donald Logue, yeah. Yeah. God, that was good.
Yeah, lasted like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, people really love this. We got to cancel it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get to some comic book news this week. The Kick-Ass team, the team behind the book and movie Kick-Ass, Mark Millar and John Romita Jr., are re-teaming a new book called Psychic Sam. It launched on Kickstarter this week. Interesting premise behind this. It centers on a man who knows about murders before they happen, with a voice in his head telling him the name and address of future killers. They are teaming with producer Ivan Atkinson to develop it as a movie. Atkinson is, he worked with Guy Ritchie on like The Gentleman and Wrath of Man. So he has producing pedigree. If this comes to fruition, which probably will, it will be the latest in a string of Mark Millar stuff to hit the big screen with Kick-Ass, Wanted, and the Kingsman series. So all those are fun movies to watch, so I'm kind of interested in this, but we'll get the comic first. So, I don't know. What do you think? Did you like Kick-Ass? It kind of started the Nicolas Cage renaissance.
I kind of like the first one.
Yeah, and then the second one with him as Big Daddy.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
Oh, you need to watch that. It's Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage.
Maybe I just need to watch both of them back to back.
Yeah, that would probably be good. It'd be 3 hours and you're done. So, the big comic book news this week, we lost another legend. Jim Shooter passed away this week from esophagus cancer, which he had had for years. Basically, Jim Shooter ran Marvel during the Golden Age. When Stan went to California to do the TV and movie stuff, Shooter was basically alone to do the comics. So, and he ran it as editor for 9 years. During his 9 years, he put Chris Claremont and John Byrne on X-Men, Walt Simonson on Thor, and Frank Miller on Daredevil.
That, you know, there is just...
Yeah. I mean, his editorial, I mean, a lot of... You're going to see a lot of things online that, well, he was homophobic. Okay, he didn't like the gays. He didn't want them in the books.
Yeah.
You know, during his time as editor-in-chief, he launched Dazzler, a book that was direct to comic book stores, and that changed how the market at that time worked. He launched Secret Wars, which was the first modern crossover. Of course, as the article says, he reportedly alienated multiple creators, such as John Byrne, when John Byrne wanted to make Northstar gay. There was two gay characters he did allow. That was the issue of Hulk 23, where two guys tried to rape Bruce Banner in a YMCA. You can probably guess how that ends.
Mm-hmm.
He left in 87. He was fired when they really started to have the money trouble in 87 in the early 90s. He was an early investor in Valiant Comics. He went on to found Defiant Comics, and then in 95, Broadway Comics, which was an arm of Broadway Video, the people behind Saturday Night Live. He came back and he did a run on Legion of Superheroes in 07 and Valiant in 2010. But this was the guy that ran Marvel during, you know, like I said, the Miller Daredevil run, Claremont and Byrne on X-Men, and Simonson on Thor. I mean, that right there is a murderer's row of comic book art and stories. That was the golden era.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's Days of Future Past. That's, you know, Frank Miller's Daredevil. That was Elektra. The Simonson run on Thor is what gave us, oh, good Lord, Better A Bill, really good Loki stories. It gave us Throg, which is Thor as a frog, for those of you playing along at home. So, but yeah, passed away. Cancer got him. He fought for a long time, though, so.
Damn it.
Yeah. Go pick up some books during that era, some of the trades. But here's some books that came out this week, your recommendations. G.I. Joe, Real American Hero 318. Ultimate Wolverine number 7. Absolute Green Lantern 4. X-Men Hellfire Vigil. I think it's a number 1 or it's a one-shot. Herculoids. issue number 5. That's a really good book, by the way. Surprisingly, but it's really good. And X-Men by Chris Claremont, Prelude to a Future Past, issue 1. Remember they announced that they were bringing Chris Claremont back? Well, this is the first issue he wrote that came out this week. I think it's an ongoing or a mini.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So this will be this should be the prequel story to Days of Future Past, which is his kind of arguably the biggest thing he wrote. That or Dark Phoenix Saga.
Damn.
Yeah. So there's a couple books out there people should be picking up. So. All right. That's it for comic books. Let's go to some wrestling news. I don't have much. We told you last week about how Saudi Arabia has paid more for WWE events over there than all WrestleMania tickets sold combined ever in history. Well, we know, get ready for 3 pay-per-views in Saudi Arabia next year. First will be the Royal Rumble in January, followed by 2 more events tentatively scheduled for May and November. Wow, they're going to do Survivor Series.
money.
It literally will be a Survivor Series. So, yeah.
Well, it's not going to be in Israel or Palestine, so they should be okay.
Yeah, but it's still Saudi. What'd that one guy say? Have fun sucking a blood money covered dick? Oh, then I'm sorry because I like money? Yeah. Mr. Moral CM Punk? Yeah. Let's see here. Tony Khan has given an update on the gate for All In Texas. It's already past 2.5 million. It's expected to cross 3 million by Showtime. That will be their largest North American gate ever. The largest non-WWE show in history. So I think the only 2 gates that are bigger for AEW is the Wembley shows in London. So that they've done 2 of. So.
Damn.
Make a competition. Competition's good. If you actually like to watch wrestling, it's weird. Power Pro Lucha. This is a company in the Northeast. It has a lot of the old Chikara wrestlers and characters. Basically, it's Chikara without Quackenbush because the whole Me Too bullshit, he was fucking trainees type thing or whatever, allegedly. Sure. They announced basically it's going to be their version of King of Trios, Chrono Trios. September 12th and 13th will be a 2-day trios tournament. You could look on their Twitter account for more info. So I remember getting, this is a throwback, and this will pop somebody, boxes of wizardry back in the day from the boss. And there was always a couple of Chikara DVDs in there. So. Yeah, good times. Silly comic book style wrestling. It's hilarious.
What was it called?
Chikara.
No, the box of wizardry?
Yes. It would be pins, trading cards, DVDs, books, whatever. Basically, whoever was running it, probably Tony, would throw together in a box and mail out.
God damn, how long ago was that?
Oh my God. 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Back when T3 still had his Lego haircut. Yeah, it was great. A lot of the stuff I say on the show is just to pop 2 people. So there you go.
Right.
And then we have this last thing for wrestling. And this is scary. And if something doesn't change, there's going to be a sad outcome to one of these. A Canadian man is facing federal stalking charges after authorities say he traveled from Canada to Florida and tried to break into the home of Liv Morgan. Sean Chan, a 41-year-old man from Canada, flew to Orlando the same day his passport was issued, drove to her home in Pasco County on the 31st, Surveillance footage captured Chan circling the house with what appeared to be a rifle. That was later determined to be a BB gun he found on her front porch. He attempted to enter the home, appeared to search for a spare key, left a handwritten note before leaving after more than 2 hours trying to get into her home. She was not home at the time, thankfully. He was arrested 3 days later at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando after showing up for an event. He was recognized by security and taken into custody by deputies, faces charges of burglary, and a federal charge of interstate stalking. This, of course, is on the heels of course, you remember the Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, where somebody got into the house while they were there. And then you had, what was it, a couple months ago, some fan showed up at Rhea Ripley's house. Somebody's going to get killed. And if it's not going to be good, that, I mean, that's some scary stalking. For those of you old, or not old, look up an actress named Rebecca Schaefer from back in the day. Yeah, it's you have way too many people. There's too much info about real lives out there, and too many mentally unstable people. You're going to get some psycho fan that, well, if I can't have you, nobody will. And it's going to be a tragedy.
Yeah. Florida, I'm surprised they didn't pop the son of a bitch.
Well, nobody was there. They just have the footage from the, you know, like ring cam and security cameras she had at the house.
Jesus,
man. But yeah, cross country. So they're literally coming from other countries to stalk you. And yeah, that's a fucking frightening. And I have a bad feeling it's going to end with, you know, wrestler killed by fanatical stalker in a murder suicide, you know. Just scary fucking times we live in. So that's why we always say, no matter who you are, be careful, pay attention, because you never know. So, all right, with that happy note, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in the world of video games this week?
Nexus Mods is getting age verification for the UK and EU users.
Well, you guys got to have a permit for fucking everything. Jesus
Christ. Well, there's adult stuff on there, and, oh, you know.
To be fair, in the UK, you got to have a permit to use a shower.
They changed owners, so they're like, you know what? Maybe we need to put some sort of age verification on here.
Well, that's good.
Titty and vagina mods.
Maybe they should do that for fucking Roblox.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I hear you. Microsoft is closing down Xbox Studio, the initiative, with Perfect Dark killed as well, joining Everwild and ZeniMax new IP and other unannounced projects. Sorry, Roboto.
Yeah, I have a Microsoft story coming up second half of the show about that, or it ties into that, but yeah.
Good news, Stop Killing Games surges past its goals, but a possible signature spoofing campaign could cause trouble.
Oh, lovely.
Well, it's a it's not a change.org petition. It's a government petition. So it's, you know,
just people voicing their frustration.
Well, and the Stop Killing Games thing is like that one game, The Crew. You bought the game, it's online only, and then they said, we're not dealing with it anymore. And then you lose the game, and they're not refunding. They're not.
Yep.
The trick is to, when they say, hey, it's an online only game, just don't buy the fucking game.
Yep. That's what I was getting ready to say. You don't own it. You're renting it.
Right. You're going to have some discipline here and say, well, I'm not going to have a physical copy. I'm not going to own it.
Right.
I don't want it. I'm not buying it. And that's what people are going to have to start doing. It's going to suck, but
if this
doesn't work, that you can't go through the government or some agency to fix this, you're just going to have to stop giving them your money.
Yep. You're going to have to vote with your wallet.
That's, I know you want to play the new whatever, but it is what it is.
Know what you're getting into.
Right. Capcom's financials show that embracing Steam has paid off handsomely.
Yep.
It now accounts for a third of all the publisher's revenue.
Once they got Street Fighter on there, boy, it was over.
Right.
Yep.
Helldivers 2 is the first PlayStation-published Xbox game. Sony is bringing its popular live-service third-person shooter to more players, but unfortunately, it will not be coming to Game Pass.
Oh!
You're just gonna have to buy it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Helldivers was pretty fun.
I saw a lot of people playing it, and I was like, man, I don't know, but
we played for a hot minute. Talked Tony into buying it, and then he ducked out. He's like, it's not Fortnite. So
I can't bounce the boy off the island.
Right. Right. with the car, with a kit, you know.
Yeah.
Forza Motorsport is no more, claims former Turn 10 employee following the Microsoft cuts.
Yep.
And then this is great. After Microsoft laid off 9,000 people, Xbox producer Matt Turnbull suggested affected workers use AI to reduce the emotional and cognitive load that comes with job loss.
Oh my gosh.
You can use marijuana.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be better than AI.
You could show up at their house and talk about losing your job.
Yeah, I don't know. The last thing I have. Nintendo is restricting the Switch 2's USB-C port.
Really?
Yes. Most third-party docks and accessories won't work thanks to proprietary protocols. So you can't use that USB-C port.
Hey, we got this great new thing, but we're going to fucking make everybody mad.
I'm not going to buy it.
No.
I don't.
No, thank you.
There's nothing I want out of that.
No.
So, that's it.
Alrighty. The only thing I know, next month, August 11th, is the Marvel Rivals update. The new character will be Jean Grey Phoenix. And then August is the mid-season update, and Blade is coming. So there's already people online that got Phoenix early. It's kind of like showcase to show it. She's not a flyer, thank God. She's arranged damaged character, so if you're still playing it, there you go. So
always bet on black.
That's right. All right, let's get to music, and boy, you ain't kidding. Always bet on black. Diddy trial. Here we go, kids. Oh,
Jesus.
Guilty on 2 charges, 2 out of 5. He was acquitted on the sex trafficking and racketeering charges, but was found guilty of the transportation for prostitution charges. He was denied bail and will stay in jail until he's sentenced on October 3rd. So, Diddy did part of it. So, well, actually, he probably did all of it. But, you know, the racketeering charge, they had to go back in because they were deadlocked on. So,
he did some naughty shit, and that's all they got him on.
Yep, exactly.
Well, so, Comey was the prosecutor, right?
Yep.
Comey's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Let's see. The U.S. State Department announced that it has revoked the visa of the British duo Bob Villain following their controversial performance at Glastonbury. Remember, we talked about that death to the IDF? Not that, hey, we're anti-white and racist, horrible people, but no. You talked about tiny hats. You can't come to the U.S.
How do I know Jews run everything?
Zog!
Yeah, that's really, right. Kill Whitey.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Britain, you're not getting your country back.
That's fine.
Right.
Tiny hats. Oh, it's the face. Yeah.
Yeah, and then even America is like, oh, you can't come here no more.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be occupied?
Well, they're not apparently the only country. Kanye. Song of the summer, kids. He has been blocked from entering Australia, the home country of his wife, following a release of his...
Ex-wife.
Are they ex now?
Yeah, I think he got rid of her, right?
I don't know. This article said wife, so... but yeah, since the Heil Hitler song came out, Australia said, you can't come here. That's mean, and you glorify Hitler. Apparently, they've never been on Telegram. Just, you know.
It's a great song, by the way.
It's hilarious, but yeah. All right. Yeah. So, no freedom of speech in the world. So, there you go. So,
Unless it's if it's against the Jews, then no freedom of speech.
Right. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah, you're free to go after Whitey. Fine. So yeah. All right, and you'll get off on charges if you're rich and have Jew lawyers. So there you go. All right, that's it for music news. I think it's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be time to go to Clown World.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, We've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is radioactive metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Stuck in the middle with you.
That's right.
Can you hear me, Ossifer? All right. It's that time of the week, Vince. Did you see the stories from Clown World? And we're starting with a very surprising story. You know Del Monte?
The food people?
Yes, the food people. Been around for 139 years. They just filed for bankruptcy protection. Yeah, they've secured over $900 million in debtor-in-possession financing, which will allow it to operate normally as they are sold. So Del Monte is going to be sold. How does Del Monte go bankrupt, right?
Yeah, that's odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one, I don't know how to feel about that. Let's just start with, or after, next thing here, the flooding in Texas. This is historic. It's devastating. Last count I saw was 23 dead, I believe. 20 young girls missing from a summer camp. They found one alive, thank God, had been washed away 12 miles, found her alive. They did find one, sadly, who was passed. They got something like 10 inches of rain overnight, and the Guadalupe River just couldn't hold, and it's bad. This is northeast of Austin. At least I saw northeast of Austin, they're expecting that to flood. It's just really bad in that whole area. It's the video coming out is just
horrific.
Horrific. They've been doing air rescues since it started. I saw one. It was a helicopter getting a woman out of a tree. She had to climb a tree because how quick the flood came. Flash flooding kills more people than anything in the country, natural disaster-wise. So,
did they know that the rain was coming, or
they knew that they were going to get a good amount? They didn't know it was going to be 5 months worth of rain overnight.
Jesus.
And that's what it hit, because that part of Texas, you know, usually pretty dry. So 10 inches of rain is like half a year.
Yeah. And it's so dry that it's not going to soak in. It's just going to,
It got it. And they got 10 to 12 inches overnight. And just, like you said, so dry, can't absorb it. And just flooded. Just terrible. So, all right. Moving on to the next story. Vince, this is a... something about this does not add up. There was a shooting in Idaho.
Sure.
Where a lot of stories have come out about this. A wildfire was set. It drew authority, firefighters, and police to the fire, and some people started shooting. According to the sheriff originally, multiple shooters, all this. Now the story has went to it was 120-year-old Wes Rowley, the suspected sniper who deliberately started a wildfire in northern Idaho. This was outside, Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah.
To lure first responders into a trap, then open fire. Killed two firefighters, seriously wounded a third. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris, more on him in a second, confirmed the details late last Sunday night, saying the shooter's body was found near the Canfield Mountain crime scene. A tactical team located him by tracking his cell phone signal, which, how a dead person uses a cell phone, figure that one out. Rifle was recovered beside him, but officials can't say yet whether he was killed by cops or died of suicide. Originally, they said four shooters. Shots were coming at the same time from multiple angles. Now they're saying one shooter, a 20-year-old, was shooting with military precision. This sheriff trained with Mossad in Israel.
Of course he did.
There's a lot. How does four shooters shooting at the same time magically turn into one? This is some Stephen Paddock math. If you know that name, you understand. Look up Las Vegas shooting. None of this makes sense. And how did they track his cell phone after he was already dead, allegedly?
Well, if it's always on.
That's true. If it's on, then they can track you.
Yeah, if it's on, makes sense. Well, it's off, they can track you.
Well, yeah, that's true. But four shooters to one, that, because he said in the press conference, we were watching it here, that, yeah, there's multiple shooters from different angles on top of this mountain. They classified it as a terrorist attack originally. And now it's one shooter and you're not hearing anything about it.
Sure.
With a Mossad-trained sheriff. I'm sure this will just be another memory-hold shooting, right?
It's nothing funny to, how that works. Isn't it?
Nothing to see here, Officer Barbrady. All right. None of it makes sense. Next thing here. Do you remember when Trump sued CBS over the 60 Minutes deal with Kamala?
Yes.
Paramount, the parent company of CBS, has agreed to pay Trump $16 million to settle.
Oh, was that all?
Yeah, surprisingly. Because he originally sued for like $300 million. Something ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, Paramount knows CBS fucked up 60 Minutes. And they're going to pay Trump $16 million. So... hey, do you like scary news, Vince?
Yeah.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security has, for the first time, built a national citizenship database. But it's for immigration agencies and Social Security only, right? Database was created in collaboration with DOGE in an effort to keep the bridge the gaps between information sources to make it easier to determine whether someone is a citizen, according to NPR, which isn't biased at all, which was the first outlet that reported the details of the new database. I'm sure this won't be spread to normal people, Patriot Act, right?
No, of course not.
Planeteer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Going about your lives, everything's fine. Don't pay any attention to the people behind the curtain. You're just in a citizenship database. What's that, V for Vendetta movie? Yeah, something like that?
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Trump announced, hey, there's going to be a UFC fight at the White House. They're expecting up to 25,000 spectators. Will be next year to celebrate America's upcoming 250th birthday, which is odd because most empires, that's about when they start ending. Look at Rome. Just saying. I digress.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, big companies getting other things here. U.S. Presidential Nuclear Command Control and Communications Satellite Contract was just awarded to Boeing, $3 billion contract for the company that can't build an airplane that stays together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that a lot of people need to be going completely off-grid. That's all I can say. So, Denmark has announced they will, quote, do everything we can, end quote, to help Ukraine join the European Union. Something, something, World War III.
Good, just so, fucking start.
Yeah, just let's go. I'm ready to go home. This is the piggybacking off your video game news about Microsoft here, Vince. Microsoft announced they are laying off 9,000 Americans while simultaneously seeking approval for 14,000 new H-1B visa hires this year. So they want to import 14,000 foreigners to take over the 9,000 Americans that just lost their jobs.
Right.
And Trump will allow it. I guarantee.
Well, yeah, because Microsoft has money.
Yeah.
Money, 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 money.
Speaking of, the U.S. just approved, without congressional approval, by the way, $500 million sale of bomb guidance kits to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this, Leo Terrell, the head of the Department of Justice Anti-Semitism Task Force, quote, we're going to eliminate anti-Semitic conduct. We've got marching orders from President Trump, end quote. What's freedom of speech?
Well, you can have freedom of speech, you just can't say fuck the Jews.
Oh, is that what it is?
Right.
Okay. Well, speaking of him, Netanyahu is going to meet Trump. They're saying July 7th at the White House. That's according to Axios, but that could be delayed or whatever. So, you know, the boss is coming to check on his boy.
Right.
Down Donnie. Yeah. Hey, Trump signed an executive order terminating all sanctions against Syria. You know, the country that's over there murdering Christians left and right. But hey, that's fine.
They're all murdering Christians, though. That's the worst part.
Well, they're saying that Syria is going to sign the Abraham Accords with Israel. They're going to jump on it. There's a thing. I don't know if a lot of people have read this book. But there's something about a peace treaty in the Middle East with Israel. It's a famous book. I won't go into the name, but you can probably figure it out. And after a certain amount of, it's like a 7-year peace treaty. And 3.5 years in, it kind of goes sideways. But a lot of people thinking we're heading that way. That all these peace treaties with Israel and, you know, it's something to think about. But then we have this. Meta, that's Facebook, correct?
Sure.
Apparently they have something internally that's called Project Omni. This initiative aims to create AI bots that recall your conversations, mimic friendship, disguising manipulation as meaningful interaction. be very careful with AI.
So, nothing scary about that at all, is there?
Huh. So we can already 3D print stainless steel and probably more. And now we're going to put, we have AI that's going to mimic all of your Facebook photos and conversations, and it's going to, all that's going to be put into the database to mimic relationships and conversations. Yeah. Somebody get Arnold out of storage. I think we're going back to war.
Jesus.
A spokesman for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, this is Iran, says that Iran will no longer observe any red line if the Israeli regime carries out another act of aggression against Iran. Ceasefire. What's a ceasefire? Because they haven't ceased firing at all.
Oh, no, Israel's...
Just this morning, they've done 3 drone attacks in Lebanon.
Yeah, why the fuck isn't Iran doing something?
Right.
Why?
Cross of the red line.
That red line.
Yeah.
Kind of like Russia's red line, right?
Yeah. Well, Russia said fuck it after Putin called Trump, and they disagreed. They just bombed the holy crap out of Kiev. So... Putin's had enough, I think. Maybe. We'll see. French anti-terrorism task force will now target incels for promoting masculinium and advocating for outmoded gender roles. You know, where men are men and women are women. But if you think that, you're an incel, according to the French. You know, the people that their battle stance is hands up, don't shoot. So... we've given our country over to, you know, others.
Yeah.
Vince, I always love lawsuits that I know are not going to go anywhere, but it's always fun to talk about them. A recent ruling by a federal judge has formally given the green light for a class action lawsuit against Nancy Pelosi. More than 500 individuals who identify as January 6th Patriots have joined forces, collectively seeking over $350 million in damages on what they contend was a meticulously planned trap. Lawsuit alleges Pelosi was the orchestrator of the whole affair, luring unsuspecting individuals into a situation that would eventually lead to legal repercussions. The motion, which is framed as a methodical setup, stirred up quite a storm. Individuals united assert their actions on January 6th were not solely of their making, but rather part of a broader scheme orchestrated by the former House Speaker. They allege that Pelosi's manipulation was a pivotal factor in the events of the day. Now, this is going to go nowhere, but the fact that a judge said, yeah, go ahead with this, is very interesting.
Right.
But there's going to be no consequences because there are no consequences for anything anymore. But a few more stories here and then we're done, thankfully. Vince, guess what happened on the 3rd?
What happened on the 3rd?
President Winnie the Pooh of China Overdur got on TV and announced, among other things, quote, "Our strategic interests in the Middle East will no longer be threatened. We will stand with Iran," end quote.
Hmm.
The one people the tiny hats can't buy is the Chinese.
Yeah, and they don't care.
And they don't care. Oh, you Chinese are anti-Semitic. Ha ha ha, so what? Ha ha ha. Yeah.
Right.
We nuke you too. So, yeah, so China and Iran. They're saying we stand with them, so.
Great.
Yep. This came out, and then I saw nothing more about it this week. RFK Jr. says that the CDC covered up an internal study which found a 1,135% increase in autism risk from the hepatitis B vaccine.
Jesus, man.
That's...
awful?
Yeah, I was going to say staggering and mind-blowing, but yes, it's awful and it should be criminal and these people should be drawn and quartered live on public TV. But, yes. Yeah, we're just going to cover up that it causes autism. You know, and then everybody that says that, we're going to make the news call them kooks and conspiracy theorists and all this, and we'll belittle them.
Well, yeah, they got to make fun of them first before they start selling, you know, to get rid of their money. And then once they can't have to and they've made their money off of it, then, you know.
How much? Cause the problem, sell the cure.
Right.
Or sell the treatment. There's no money in a cure. All right. Last story for this week. Thank God. Footage released by the Associated Press captured a disturbing moment this week. U.S. contractors seen cheering as their team opens fire on Palestinians gathering food with one screaming, "Hell yeah, boy, I think he hit one."
I saw that.
You know, we just celebrated 4th of July yesterday, where we won independence from England. I can't wait till we win it from Israel.
No shit.
Because that's who runs our show. You can't talk about it. You can't talk about them in a bad way. You can't criticize them at all. You can't, you know, and here's U.S. contractors shooting their enemies. You know, our guys shooting their enemies because they don't do it. Or they do actually do it. We just turn a blind eye. Oh, it's not a war crime. It's just them doing their thing.
Yeah, I know.
World's a bad place. I don't like it. I'm ready for the comet or the war. Let's get going. Yeehaw. Mitch, you got your final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. We are off next weekend. We will be back a week after that. Stay safe out there, everyone. It's a scary place, and it ain't going to get much better anytime soon. Bye.
Bye.